Bless a good morning and welcome to this morning's devotion brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm the Reverend Dr. B. Travis Fernander. I am the Diocesan Youth Officer and the Associate Priest for the Church of St. Agnes on the island of New Providence. Join me now in a word of prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we gather here today under your care and protection. Thank you for your loving kindness, which never fails. We thank you for those that are with us, that you will guide our thoughts and actions to bring you nothing but the glory. Strengthen us and fill us with your peace. And may we love and serve each other as Jesus has shown us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit to do your good work on earth. This we ask through no other name but Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning I would like us to reflect on St. John's words in his first letter, chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, which states, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love." Brothers and sisters, as Christians, we are called to love one another as Jesus loves us. This fundamental principle is at the core of our faith and should guide our interactions with others on a daily basis. In a world that so often seems divided and filled with negativity, it is more important than ever for us to reflect on the importance of loving one another. If we look at our two nations, compared to days long gone, it is now filled with so much turmoil and division. Therefore, it is crucial for us as Christians to embrace the virtue of showing compassion and empathy towards others. By embodying these qualities, we are not only reflecting the teachings of Christ, but also create a more harmonious and loving community. When we take the time to truly understand someone else's struggles and offer support without judgment, we are spreading God's love in a tangible way. It is easy to get caught up in our own lives and problems. But by stepping outside of ourselves and reaching out to those in need, we are fulfilling our duties as followers of Christ. Furthermore, by showing compassion and empathy towards others, we are setting an example for the world to follow. Our actions speak louder than any words we can ever say. And when we demonstrate love towards others, we are shining a light in the darkness that can inspire others to do the same. So let us strive to be vessels of God's love by showing compassion and empathy all around us today. In order to truly embody the teachings of Christianity and reflect on the importance of loving one another, it is imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we focus on building a strong and unified community, both in the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. This means coming together as a collective force, setting aside our differences, and working towards a common goal of spreading love and compassion. When we stand united, we are able to support each other through times of hardship and celebrate each other's successes and lift each other up in times of need. By creating a sense of belonging and inclusivity within our communities, we can foster deeper connections with one another and strengthen our bonds as brothers and sisters in Christ. It is through this unity that we can truly exemplify the love that God taught us to have for one another, creating a powerful force for good in this world. So let us strive to build a community where love reigns supreme, where all are welcomed with open arms, and where we can grow together in faith and harmony. Brothers and sisters, as Christians, it is crucial for us to reflect today on the importance of loving one another in order to truly embody the teachings of Christ. By showing compassion and empathy towards others, we are able to extend a helping hand to those in need and make a positive impact in their lives. This is not only strengthening our faith, but also it is demonstrating our commitment to following in the footsteps of Jesus. It is through these actions that we truly live out the message of love that is central to Christianity. By embracing love as our guiding principle, we can transform our communities into places of peace, harmony, and unity. So therefore, let us continue to strive towards loving one another as Christ has loved us. For it is through this love that we can bring about positive change in the world around us and possibly even bring about a new Bahamas and a new Turks and Caicos Islands. Join me now in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with heavy hearts, burdened by division and hatred that seems to be consuming our world. We pray for your mercy and grace to heal the wounds and bring us back together as brothers and sisters. You have called us to love one another as you have loved us. Help us to see past our differences and embrace each other with kindness, compassion, and understanding. Fill our hearts with your love so that we may pour it out onto those around us. Forgive us for the times when we have judged or hurt others. Give us the courage to seek forgiveness from those we have wronged. Teach us your ways of forgiveness and reconciliation so that we may build bridges instead of walls. Lord, your love knows no boundaries or limitations. Help us to love beyond our comfort zones, reaching out to those who may be different from us. In doing so, may we reflect your unconditional love to a hurting world. May our words and actions be guided by your love, and may it shine through us in all that we do. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who showed us the true meaning of love by laying down his life for us this day and forevermore. Amen. My brothers and sisters, let me take this opportunity once again to thank you for listening to today's devotion. And please share this with all that you meet. And may God continue to bless you and those that you love. Be blessed and join us tomorrow for another Anglican devotion.